out here.
Is there a difference in a portico and a porch?
Well, a portico was just didn't have much of a roof, just four posts, you know. And they were usually just mesquite posts, you
with
know.
With no roof at all?
Well, just a little, maybe branches or something thrown over, you know, the small branches thrown over there. And that portico, of course, sometimes served as an outside kitchen for the workmen. And that's where they were really fed out in there if the weather permitted. And this was the workmen's area, see. Because they were fed their breakfast before they went to work, see. And then, of course, the dining area probably wasn't that large because we had a parlor. Here was a parlor in here somewhere. And then the dining area joined the kitchen, see. And they had a large family, and they were all large rooms, but it was just a regular railroad house, you know, what you call a railroad house. And this was all open hallway, see? Because that gave the ventilation to every room, see?
To those doors and windows?
And the doors right in here. And for a bath, they, of course, bathed in the wintertime in the kitchen by the stove, heated the water. There was no running water. They had a well and a pump, you know, for the well. But they would, in the summertime, when it was permissible, my father had a windmill close to the place, and they built a brick tower under it, see? And the tank was on top of that business, and down underneath the tower here was a shower place where we took showers, you see. And the same thing is in Hidalgo at the Klausner home.
Ms. Griffin described something about that.
See, there was just a regular big brick tower, see.
What'd you call that building out there?
Well, it was a windmill and the tank. See, the windmill was over in here, pumping the water into this big tank that was up here, see.
On top of it.
On top of it. And that tank was where it was, well, at that time it couldn't be piped down, but there was some arrangement made in through here where there was a pipe. We took a shower and where they drew water for the house, you see. And then, of course, we had underground cisterns, you see, that they, later on, not in this house, but later on in the other one, had the guttering and the rainwater went into the cistern, you see. But this, the windmill was over here, you see. You say this is the windmill. And it pumped the water into this tank. And this served as a bathing area, see, and through there. And then my father used to keep things that had to be kept cool, they were kept in this particular place.
Did they call that anything? Did they ever call it?
Well, it was a shower room as far as we were concerned, you know.
What about the dairy? Did they ever call a place like that where they kept things cool, a dairy or anything like that?
No, now, in all these, now for instance, the kitchen window was in the north, just like it was in the other home. And this was, later on, of course, they acquired screening wire, but at first they used mosquito netting around it to keep the flies out, and they had shelves, and that's how they kept things cool in the wintertime, see? And in the summertime, too, because the breeze was very prevalent. You see, we're right on the river, and you always got that cool breeze, you know?
From the north.
In the afternoons, particularly. And then the other house is I've got a picture of it out in the car.
Well, now, with four bedrooms, that could be pretty confusing if you said something was in the bedroom. Would they call those bedrooms something different, like a north bedroom, a south bedroom, a front and back?
Yes, a front bedroom and a middle bedroom and so on. And then this porch was bricked. See, all of them were bricked. Everything was bricked. But out here, they use those high cots, you know, that they used in the olden times, you know, where they were real high and they were canvas stretched, you know, in the old farms. And that's what they take their siestas out there, you know, their naps and things. And this little brother, this little fellow that was born with a hunchback, they had him down in Fort Brown for, he was pretty good size then, had him down in Fort Brown for therapy treatment. And they thought they had him pretty much on the road to straighten his spine. And the stepmother was so lazy, she never would see about him. She left him on the cot one day, and he fell on that brick floor, and that ended that. I never could do any more for him. He grew up to be a regular hunchback. My father went and got him when he was 12 years old and educated him. The old man couldn't do anything for him.